This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it is 5:10 in the evening. You're with Lynn and Kelvin. And now we have producer Tasha Fussell with us for the Parliament updates. Tasha, what happened today?
Okay, so yesterday, Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad had said that warnings were given out to the MPs who are regularly absent from the proceedings. Today, things actually warmed up first thing in the morning as Kuala Krau MP Datuk Sri Dr. Ismail Mohamad Said pointed out to the speaker Nga Kaw Ming that there was a lack of quorum in Parliament. So the Dewan Rakyat Secretary had to do a head count. Here's a bit of what happened.
Quorum tak cukup, Datuk. Ni peraturan mesyuarat.
Setiausaha sila bilang. Pembangkang ramai tak ada.
Speaker, kita lihat di sebelah pembangkang hanya 3 orang saja. Mana yang pergi yang lain-lain?
Sama juga kerajaan lagi ramai.
Mana bilang ke? Mana ada 3 orang?
Pembangkang yang gaji buta selalu salahkan sebelah sini saja. Pagi-pagi.
Ini pengalaman kita ni. Pembangkang dan kerajaan biasa.
Yang lain sila duduk apabila setiausaha menghitung.
Ooh, you were not kidding when you said it warmed up. That's like significant.
Anyway, later on, it was determined that there were enough MPs in attendance. And it was quite interesting to see the very normally cool and collected Secretary, Dr. Rusmi Hamza, kind of rolling her eyes a bit at the whole thing. To be fair, when the Kuala Krau MP made the statement, other MPs were actually still walking into the hall.
Does it feel fair to say that this feels super Malaysian? You know, the idea of like, guys, I know Parliament has started, but I'm at a traffic light. I'm coming. I'm round the corner. And I do get why there is a sense of upset about that, because it's part of your job.
Yeah.
You know, it's an important part of being an MP is actually attending Parliament and, you know, debating the issues there.
Yeah, and I think Tun Mahathir had responded to this several times in the past. He's always said that the MPs are actually all in the building. They're just busy attending to other things, but then that they'd be able to come to the Dewan Rakyat at a moment's notice. So I don't know whether that helps.
Mm.
Yeah.
I suppose, but still.
Yeah, I think it's just the fact that maybe it's just they don't feel like they don't necessarily have to be in there because they either don't have a question or they don't have anything or anyone to answer to. So they just kind of say, well, I maybe can just focus my attention elsewhere. Then again, Parliament's only for a few weeks at most for each session.
True,
so
yeah.
It does make sense that they should attend something as important as this, right? Even though they may not feel like they are able to contribute to the conversations that day.
It's just good to know what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Cheryl Akmar says, deduct MP allowance for failure to attend Parliament sitting. Talk to us about whether you agree with that. I mean, how do you feel about MPs either being tardy or not attending Parliament or being in the building but not actually in sitting? So you can call us with your thoughts, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
What else happened today, Tash?
There was more drama.
Ooh.
And this came, this started when our MP from Meet an MP yesterday, Padang Terap MP Datuk Sri Mahathir Khalid, raised a motion to debate the whole controversy over the Belt and Road Initiative for Win-Winism comic book. Speaker Tan Sri Muhammad Arif Muhammad Yusof rejected the motion, saying that the matter is already going to be investigated. However, a few more opposition MPs began to question the speaker's decision, and this whole like shouting match broke out. It culminated when the MP for Baling, Datuk Sri Abdul Aziz Abdul Rahim, called the speaker Berat Sebelah, which means of course unfair. The speaker then asked the MP to retract that statement, and when he protested, you can then hear the speaker asking the sergeant at arms to bring Abdul Aziz out the dewan.
Baling menyebut saya Berat Sebelah. Betul atau tidak? Tarik balik.
Tarik balik, Baling.
Sekali lagi dia sebut saya Berat Sebelah, saya akan usir keluar.
Keluar. Keluar.
Speaker.
Bantara. Usir. Selama 2 hari.
Saya dah tarik balik. Datuk Speaker, kenapa?
Keluar.
Saya dah tarik
keluar.
Balik.
Yikes. MP Abdul Aziz is now suspended from Parliament for 2 days. Might be our first suspension of this sitting.
I have to say that sometimes when you listen to those clips, I mean, even within context, it sounds like a kindergarten that's weirdly populated by adult voices. No, I mean the level of it, right? It's like, oh, I take it back. Cannot get rid of him. I take it back. It's like, if you were to think about it in the context, if you heard that in the voice of children, you'd think that you were at school.
This is the first time I think I've heard Speaker Tan Sri Muhammad Arif Mohd Yusof sort of sound a bit angry, if anything.
Mm, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's because he's usually so calm and collected, yeah, and even and not as snippy as say Speaker Nga Kwo Ming.
Yeah, he's definitely a little bit more mild-mannered, right?
Is there anything else you'd like to highlight, Tasha?
Yes. The topic of suicide was brought up again in Parliament today. The MP for Kuching, Dr. Calvin Yee, asked if the Ministry of Health plans to revive the National Suicide Registry, which has been defunct since 2009. Deputy Health Minister Dr. Lee Boon Chye said that the ministry does intend to revive the registry, but he says that for that to happen, we have to first decriminalise suicide in the country.
Sebelum registry ini boleh dibangunkan, kita perlu decriminalize suicide. Ini seharusnya menjadi langkah pertama. Di mana sebab kalau kita tidak decriminalize suicide, suicide akan menjadi under-reporting, tidak akan dilaporkan. Jadi registry itu tidak akan tepat dan tidak lengkap. Jadi kita memang bukan setakat kita menyokong supaya decriminalize suicide oleh kerana registry, tetapi kita juga menyokong kerana kita tak mahu orang yang cuba membunuh diri yang memerlukan rawatan dihukum sekali lagi oleh kerana orang penekod yang berkenaan. Jadi kita cadangkan supaya penekod yang berkenaan 305, 306 dan 309 dikaji semula dan memang dibawa AG Chamber. Jadi kalau berjalan lancar, kita sasarkan 2020, kita akan lancarkan registry untuk suicide.
The Deputy Health Minister also said that suicide ideation among teenagers was found to have risen from 7.9% in 2012 to 10% in 2017. He also said that there were a record recorded number of 356 suicide cases from 2014 up to June of this year.
Right. And was there anything else that caught your attention?
Yeah, I just wanted to quickly highlight that the Minister of Agriculture, Datuk Sri Salahuddin Ayub, held a press conference today to help promote a play. It's a musical drama called Uda Dan Dara, which is based on a story by Dato' Usman Awang. I don't know much about the storyline in detail, but it is a love story and it's also about the struggles of farmers. So here's the minister speaking a little bit more about the practice of storytelling among farmers and why this play is important. And to give you guys a visual, at the press conference, there were the organizers as well as the actors of the drama.
Kalau dulu negara kita ini selepas musim menuai padi, akan lahirlah tempoh masa berehat untuk menunggu musim akan datang. Dan pada hari ini kita menyaksikan Sabah dan Sarawak, mereka mengiktiraf hari gawai dan hari kalau Sabah hari keamatan, sambutan keamatan dan hari gawai. Itu adalah merupakan pesta pertanian. Satu pesta pertanian yang diangkat darjat dan wibawanya dan diberikan sambutan sebagai hari kebesaran. Maka dalam tradisi dan naratif petani ini, saya telah mengikuti bahawa semasa menunggu musim tuayan kepada satu musim yang lain, maka lahirlah watak-watak seperti Awang Belanga, Tok Selampit, Awang Batil dan juga Tukang Karut, yang mereka adalah merupakan pemain-pemain utama yang memberikan sumbangan kepada masyarakat petani pada waktu itu untuk berhibur seketika, dan dengan cerita-cerita rakyat yang sangat membantu menaikkan motivasi dan semangat mereka untuk terus menjadi petani yang menyumbang kepada keselamatan makanan negara.
Sounds exciting. Do we know when this is going to happen?
It's happening on the 25th and 26th of October, and there's actually no entrance fee. It's free. Anyone can attend. You should also be able to find more details on DiverseCity's website. Another interesting thing that the minister mentioned was that the play will be held at Padang Merbok, which will be transformed into this paddy field to set the scene for the story. They're going to even bring in paddy from Sekinshan to make that happen.
I'm genuinely thrilled by this idea, and I also think it's the cutest thing to actually hear a minister talk about the value of storytelling. Yeah. I don't know when was the last time, especially because it's the Minister of Agriculture. It's not even the Minister of Tourism, Arts and Culture. Yeah. So it's quite a lovely thing. All right. So we've been talking today about MP attendance, and it's time now to meet an MP. So as usual, with Meet an MP, we accost a Member of Parliament while they're wandering through the halls, and we just kind of ask them who they are, what matters to them and their constituents. Who is it today, Tasha?
Our MP today is not someone who shies away from controversy. You would have heard him earlier on the show. Here's today's MP.
My name is Raya, MP for Jelutong. Of course, this flood is a major issue in Jelutong. Specifically in Jalan Sungai, in Sungai Pinang. There's a river called Sungai Pinang, which is the major cause of the floods in Jelutong. So when there is a flash flood, it basically displaces a lot of people and also causes a lot of other problems as well. Businesses are affected. In fact, Jelutong is right at the center of Georgetown. So many people use Jelutong to get to work and go back as well. So when this flood happens, of course, it sort of like causes a lot of issues. So there is a flood mitigation project. It basically entails widening of the Sungai Pinang River and also finding an underground water tank to basically store the water during the flash floods and after the rain stops to then systematically allow the water to flow back into the sea. And I believe the government, the present government, will provide the necessary allocation for us to resolve this particular problem.
So that was the MP for Jelutong, RSN Raya. If you have any thoughts today on decriminalising suicide or attendance of MPs in Parliament and how to deal with the issue of maybe tardiness and stuff like that, you can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Tasha, thank you very much for those updates. You've been listening to The Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.